Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, March 25th. State public health officials announced another 82 cases of coronavirus in South Carolina. DHEC says the total statewide is 424 cases in 39 counties. DHEC continues to urge South Carolinians to monitor for symptoms, practice social distancing, avoid touching frequently touched items, and regularly wash their hands, especially after being in a public place. Auto giant BMW has announced that it will close its South Carolina plant sooner than first announced because of the growing coronavirus epidemic. Here's more from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
BMW, one of the state's largest employers, had planned to suspend operations at the end of next week. But the company now says its supply chain across the country has been disrupted by the coronavirus sooner than anticipated, and it will close this Sunday through April 12th. BMW's Spartanburg plant is its largest in the world. It produces more than 1,500 cars a day. 11,000 employees work at the plant, and the company says there are over 40 direct suppliers located in the state. The economic ripple effect from the closure will be felt statewide. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
Santee Cooper reports it's receiving repeated reports of scammers calling customers, demanding immediate payment, and threatening to turn off customers' electricity. Santee Cooper says it's not making such calls. Santee Cooper is not disconnecting any customer's power right now during the coronavirus crisis. Dominion Energy also says it's not disconnecting service to anyone during the outbreak. Manufacturing businesses in the Charlotte region are converting operations to help fight against the spread of COVID-19. That includes two companies in South Carolina, as Scott Morgan reports.
3D Systems in Rock Hill is taking the academic and practical approaches to fighting the coronavirus. The company announced the launch of the 3D Together project, a worldwide information gathering and sharing network of engineers, designers, and healthcare professionals. The company's usual operations involve 3D printing and digital manufacturing, but it's now working to develop face shields for healthcare workers, ventilator valves, and a lung ultrasound simulator. The company's executive vice president and chief legal officer, Andy Johnson, told the Charlotte Business Journal that the simulator could be ready by the middle of next week. In Lancaster, chemical firm DPI has begun making hand soap and sanitizer in large quantities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
The city of Charleston has become the first in the state to pass what the mayor calls a stay-in-place order, but the ordinance has broad provisions. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
People will still be allowed to go to places like grocery stores and pharmacies under the new order. All non-essential businesses are closed, as well as city parks and playgrounds. Mayor John Tecklenburg says he put the order before the city council Tuesday night because DHEC has warned we're in an acceleration phase.
This means that there is significant community spread and that we've entered the period of maximum danger for our citizens with infection rates and deaths due to this disease set to rise exponentially.
The ordinance is in effect for 14 days. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
And two Republicans in the State House have joined a growing call for Governor Henry McMaster to issue a stay-at-home order to fight the coronavirus. The letter from Representatives Neil Collins of Easley and Gary Clary of Clemson praises the governor for quick steps like closing schools, but the letter also says they're worried if steps like closing gyms and daycares and all but essential stores aren't taken soon, the number of COVID-19 cases will continue to rise. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.